And now we turn to the Washington Post magazine, something we do just about every week for interesting stories about the way we live now. And if you are lucky enough, or maybe unlucky enough, depending on your point of view, to live in a place that other people like to come visit, you'll probably like this next conversation. As summer tourists flock to the nation's capital, Washington Post reporters follow them to see the city through their eyes. And it was not always a pretty sight, especially when it came to how the locals treat the visitors. Columnist and native Washingtonian John Kelly wrote one of those tourist tales. He tagged along with a group of eighth graders from a small town called Centerville, Michigan, on a class trip. Here's one of the students, 15-year-old Hunter Miracle, sharing his thoughts about Washington.
I think about, like, the Capitol building and all the monuments and all the major museums and the libraries. The people that live there are used to seeing all that, and, like, where we come from, a small town like that, we're just totally amazed by all the stuff. I loved it all. It was really exciting.
Washington Post columnist John Kelly is with us now. Also with us is Terry Miller, the fearless eighth grade teacher who leads a group of Centerville students on their class trip to D.C. every year. Welcome to you both. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Hello.
Terry, you've been coming to D.C. for 8 years now with a group of students, and besides deserving a badge of honor, what makes you want to bring the students every year?
Well, it's a great opportunity for me to be able to take them on this trip that, for some of them, it might be the only opportunity to see our nation's capital. And I think it's a great opportunity for them to be able to see our nation at work.
And John, as we mentioned, you were born in D.C., and you wrote in your article that people who've lived in D.C. for a long time often have what you called irritable tourist syndrome. Will you tell us about that?
Well, that's when, you know, Washingtonians, we feel we're very important. We have a very important city. We have very important work to do. And anything that gets in our way irritates us. And so as we ride the metro or as we walk down the street or as we drive, we feel that we're interrupted by tourists and tour buses and lots of people on the metro. And that's irritable tourist syndrome.
You know, it really made me pause reading your piece to wonder whether I was participating in that, too. Because I actually came here on a class trip when I was in high school. And I remember, too, even though I'm from New York and I, you know, come from a big city, I remember that sense of awe and wonder that, you know, that I felt. And it does make you stop and think, you know, are you appreciating your city in the same way that people who are visiting are appreciating it too? Terry, for example, we heard from one of your students, Hunter, a bit earlier. We asked him to compare Centerville to Washington, and this is what he said.
There's not much in common, at least that we saw. We have a stoplight. Washington has stoplights.
So, Terry, is that true that there's one stoplight in Centerville?
Actually, yeah, we can say one stoplight uptown and one blinking light. And
okay.
That's our big town of Centerville.
Did you feel irritable tourist syndrome when you were here, or were you just too busy to notice it?
There's times that depends on where we're at. You know, of course, the only time we have a traffic jam in Centerville is Fair Week in September. So, you know, I'm kind of curious of all the how people are feeling sometimes when we're in front of them with the bus or trying to make a turn. And it's tight turns at different locations. But I've never had any negative feedback from the Washingtonians and how I was treated there. I've always been treated with respect. But, you know, I know I can see the look on their face, though. Oh, here comes another group of tourists walking our sidewalks, and I got to get to work.
Well, John, do you mind reading a short passage from your piece about that, where you kind of describe the view from the perspective of the locals?
Well, this is about the tour groups themselves and how we see them. Shirts are important, not just the keepsakes tourists buy, but the ones they bring, the matching shirts that every group is issued. The Centerville kids aren't wearing theirs today. They donned eye-watering safety green tees yesterday for the mass photo, but plenty of other groups we bump up against are. There are the purple shirts of the people-to-people student ambassadors, the red shirts of the Bristol, Rhode Island Girl Scouts, the green shirts of the Alachua County, Florida safety patrols. The groups move through the city like glittering shoals of tropical fish or dots in a pointillist painting. Their attire marks them as effectively as any cattle brand, ties them together as tightly as a Crip bandana. We're a gang that's come to your hood.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about how tourists experience Washington. Washington Post magazine writers wrote about this in this week's edition. Our guests are Washington Post columnist John Kelly, who wrote about the students on a class trip from Centerville, Michigan. Also with us, Terry Miller, who takes the students on a tour of Washington, D.C. every year. And it is a grueling trip, Terry Miller. You guys don't rest for a minute. You do a bus trip here, and then you're running all day long. How come you pack it so tightly?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity. Again, Washington, D.C. has so much to offer the students. And again, this might be their only opportunity to get there or the first time they've ever been out of the state of Michigan. And I give them a little taste of just about everything. And the previous teacher that had set this trip up, she took it 9 years before I did. And she's kind of set the itinerary, and I kind of tweak it every year just a little bit, add something, change something from 1 year to the next. And I give them a taste of a little bit of Washington all the way through. And if they want to go see more, they can come back and talk their parents into going back to Washington, D.C. as a family trip.
Do you think that, though, Terry, the trip changes people? In reading your piece, John Kelly, it actually made me wonder whether part of the reason I eventually wound up in Washington, D.C. was because of that class trip. Because even though I came from a big city and seeing the government in operation and seeing that these people are not royalists, that you can actually walk up to them and talk to them. I mean, I met, you know, a senator. He took a picture with us. He was just like a regular person. It makes me wonder whether that has something to do with the career path that I eventually chose. And so, Terry Miller, do you think that it has that effect on these kids?
Well, and that's what I'm kind of hoping to put on there. You know, some of the students are still, you know, of course, they're just getting out of eighth grade. They're getting ready for high school, still not deciding what career path they want to take. And so they see a lot of different opportunities in D.C. We do meet with the senator and the senator's office, and a lot of the interns there give them insight of, you know, hey, I was in high school and started working here and took a summer trip just like you guys did. I think it gives them a good opportunity to see other jobs that are out there, and hey, one of these days, maybe they'll be our own state senator if somebody takes a political pathway.
Mm-hmm. And Charlie Kelly, how about, did this spending this time with these students change you in some way, kind of change your attitude a little bit?
It did. And just to Terry's point quickly, I got emails this weekend from more people who said, the reason I'm in Washington is because I did a school trip in fourth grade, eighth grade, 12th grade, whatever. And so I think you're right that does have an effect. Yes, it changed my mind. I mean, we think of tourists often monolithically. Oh, this big group of people in matching shirts and shorts or whatever. And they're all individuals, and it was so great to spend time with them because they love our city. And we sometimes forget how lucky we are to live here. So being with them and seeing the affection they had for it, these kids, these beautiful kids, 13 and 14-year-olds from this tiny little town, it made me feel better about them. I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm not going to get upset if I'm blocked on the metro escalator, big deal. And it also reminded me, wow, I live in a really great town, and I should appreciate that more.
John Kelly is a columnist for The Washington Post. Terry Miller is a math and history teacher at Centerville Junior High School in Centerville, Michigan. John joins us from our studios in Washington, D.C. Terry joined us from member station WMUK in Kalamazoo, Michigan. If you want to read John's piece in its entirety, and we hope you will, we'll link to it on our website. Just go to npr.org, click on the Programs tab, and then on Tell Me More. John, Terry, thank you both so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
And then get on out there and see some monuments.
That's right.
And it cools down.
Take a trip to D.C.